producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn on the air. And later in the hour, we'll have from Shark Tank, Robert Herjavec. That's how you pronounce his name. Herjavec. He's the auto racer guy. He loves to race cars. That's how he made
Dance with the Stars.
He's a computer guy, if I remember correctly, isn't he?
He's a rich guy. Let's just say he's a rich guy because he does well in business.
Yes. Can we have enough volume on Roberta and Jennifer so I can actually hear her?
I'm on all the way up there.
Really? Roberta, you must
turn your headphones up, Doug.
No, Roberta. Thank you.
We'll just shout.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody.
Hello?
Everybody out there listening, turn your headphones all the way up.
That's it, right. Rich McFadden at the controls. Maybe that's the problem. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media. Things are happening hot and heavy and fast and furious and up and down and sideways and over under and yada booga unga lunga. I don't know.
I love it when you entertain yourself.
Well, I'm just laughing about the execution in Georgia. Let's think about all the things that are laughable today. Okay. The woman got executed in Georgia. Davis saw the Pope.
That's the one.
That's something to laugh about?
That's the laughable one.
Hillary Clinton says she wants to kill Obamacare. You like that one?
She got my vote.
The future of ISIS is bright. The future of Planned Parenthood, not so sure about that at this point in time. Yes. The one I think is so, but the Pope or the people of the Vatican are not commenting. They're not saying.
I know. What if he did see
why
her?
Why would he have seen her?
Well, the Vatican never comments on private meetings that the Pope has.
Anyway. Well, what would they say? Not. If there was no private meeting, Kenny, would they say there was no private meeting? No?
No, they probably don't comment on that either way. Mm. They probably just don't. It's private, whether it happened or not.
All right, Richie.
Yeah.
Amazon tablets available for $50. Begin shipping a new 7-inch tablet at $49.99 today.
Wow.
Is this the big deal of the day, Roberta?
Oh, Merry I would say
Christmas.
So. That's a deal. Mm.
That's going to be a Christmas gift.
Roberta is going
Christmas
to have. Roberta has the Queen of Cheap report in a moment. You know, and in terms of shopping, the touch screens that most of us have, whether it be our iPad, sometimes some of the computers now have that sensory experience. But you can use touch screens, if you're an online shopper, Roberta, to get things faster. The research shows that people are more satisfied and more engaged when they mess around online themselves. They see it, they click on it, they do all of the stuff that's necessary to pay for it. And by the way, if you want to know how the computer, what people do in hotel rooms, if you used to think it was hanky-panky, now, the number one thing, according to research done in hotel rooms, isn't my baby does the hanky-panky.
Oh, no.
It's online shopping. People, they're more in the hotel room. More people are conducting searches.
You have a lesson with these guys.
For massage services?
Listen. I don't know what the services are, but I know that that's, I find that fascinating, frankly. Fascinating stuff. The bee population in America in trouble. This is not news, I don't think, to most people. But do you know why it's a problem? Do you know what's going on?
Pesticides is what they're and a specific pesticide.
Well, pesticides, but also climate changes, the alteration of temperature and weather conditions that have plagued a good deal of our country and the rest of the world are now thought to be responsible. And I don't know, this is research. This smells to me like research paid for by Monsanto. However, even if that's the case, it gives you something to think about. This is how exacting, think about this, folks. This is how exacting this research is. They measured the tongue length of bees.
Bees have tongues?
How do you do that?
Bees have tongues?
Apparently.
I want to meet the guy who does that and see what his business card says.
Forget that, I want to see a Shark Tank guy. Yeah, I want to see how small his fingers are. He gets out of bee's mouth for a tongue.
How do you pick up chicks with that job, you know?
Right.
You're bees? In the bar, you know, what do you do?
I'm in bees.
Songs.
Right.
I'm in bees.
All right, the tongues of two American species of bees.
Small.
Oh, man. She's had an extra hour.
As I was going to say, she slept in this morning, so now we're going to have to put up with that for the next 2 hours. The tongues of two American species of bees have become a quarter shorter than they used to be. They've evolved because global warming altered the wildflowers that they feed on. So they don't need to have tongues as long. And so it's not just that they're dying. See, I don't see what the hardship is here. So the bees have...
the flowers changed, so the bees adapted.
Right. Yeah, it's all about adaptation.
That's an awfully quick adaptation.
In 40 years?
That's
1,000 years for something like that.
That's very, very fast.
It does seem fast, doesn't it? All right. How many people are tracking the weather? Tropical
right
storm.
Right now, sir, I'm on my Doppler radar.
Really?
What do you need to know?
Yesterday, we were trying to beat the rain. I had about 450 bales of hay, and we went out to start baling at about noontime, and damned if it didn't rain. So we stopped.
I feel sorry for you because I want what you have. I mean, it's 100 degrees here. No, rain.
Rain.
We got so much rain here in D.C.
Yeah, a lot of rain in the last 20 years. Well, overnight. Mm. So we stopped, and I gave up, and I went to chop corn and do some other stuff, plant some hay seed, and then the sun came out. It got humid. Woof. But we were able to dry off the hay, and so we baled most of it, not all of it. But now the weather has changed. We had a lot of rain last night. Next 4 or 5 days look like rain. Some of it is an offshoot from some of the tropical storms in the Atlantic. But nothing in the Atlantic this year like the Pacific. Have you seen some of these, you look at some of the computer, what do they call it, enhanced pictures of the typhoons they were slammed into, even though Joaquin is an East Coast hurricane, or it's a storm, may become a hurricane next day or so. National Hurricane Center says the computer models show a wide array of possible paths. A direct hit on the East Coast is what the news media is hoping for. Danger! Bulletin! Board up your home! Go to Home Depot! Let's see here. There are other weather systems, though, in the Mid-Atlantic, Richie, where you are, Appalachians. I have to drive down to Harrisburg today. That ought to be a good soaker, driving through the mountains. Ooh-wee, that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
Ooh-wee. All right,
nice area, though. By the way, if you've never seen a bee tongue, Google it. I had no idea.
Bee tongues.
They're
long. Google bee tongue? What did you Google?
Bee tongue.
Really?
Bee tongue length.
I'm afraid to Google that.
Oh, it's pretty clean. But I didn't know it looks like a stinger.
All right, from the trending box at DougStefan.com today, not only do we have the information about the Planned Parenthood hearing yesterday before the House, there is a ruling from a federal judge about super PAC contributions. And you're going to be interested in that, whether we have time for it in this half hour. I think maybe we'll touch on it because I don't want to give it short shrift. We'll do that story in the next half hour, but it's a very interesting and impactful story, I think, frankly. And after all, it is the Doug Stefan Good Day program, so what I think carries a certain amount of weight. What I think is going to happen here in a minute or two is Roberta is going to deliver our Queen of Cheap report. You want to know how to save some do-re-mi, five-string waves?
Tongues.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. saving money for school, and the essence of life is what Roberta is all about. She's lived it to the fullest, and now she's passing along her savings to you. That's up next here.
We're going to die soon?
No, it's okay.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully, you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit healthmart.com.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpsters.
I see McDonald's is going to start an all-day breakfast on October 6th. That is a long wait. It's almost over. It's a long national nightmare, almost over, Roberta. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of specials for breakfast in select markets next week, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
A
probably
long national nightmare.
Shoot there,
it's
you know.
Over, right. But, all right, so what do you have for us today?
What we have today, you know, it's back to school, and that means back to those dreaded school fundraising activities, things like selling that wrapping paper that's way too expensive and really ugly, or having to bake cookies and do bake sales and all that sort of stuff to raise money for your school. It's just a pain in the neck. I always hated that stuff. But right now, I'm going to tell you five ways you can raise money for your school, and you don't have to bake or sell a darn thing. Number one, you probably already know about this. It's box tops for education. If you go to the store, you'll see a lot of packages have that little pink box tops for education thing on it. Well, those guys are worth 10 cents a piece. So if you start clipping them, you can redeem them and you can get money for your school or group. You have to register it, though, of course. Campbell Soup has something very similar. You can earn points that gain you points that can be actually redeemed for labels for education, it's called. And you can do it for sports, academic, art, equipment. You can sell old phones and tablets. We tell you how to do that. Kroger, Publix, Bilo, Harris Teeter has programs that you can get school, get money for your school, and Smile at Amazon.com, my favorite way. Register your school. Everything you buy on Amazon gets money.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So the story today that we have at DougStephan.com about Garth Brooks, you may remember that he retired for a while, I think to raise his children, then he got back into it, and has had some of his most successful music in the last few years. He got social last November, has his own Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts, and he's been very involved. What do we call it when you're tuned in and not tuned in? It's connected, right?
He's connected.
Okay. So he's been using his cell phone for ideas for new albums and new music, new performances. Unfortunately for him, his cell phone is fried. All the new stuff which I've been working on for 6 months was on that phone. It's now fried, and I can't get the phone to come back up.
Why would you not, in this day and age?
Well, and my stuff automatically just goes to the cloud. I can't imagine why it didn't. Yeah.
My phones. I could throw my phone off the building, go buy another phone, and in 10 minutes, it's right back to where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just doesn't know.
Apparently, but you would think that he has somebody who does.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if Garth Brooks walks into the
Is
Apple
his
store.
Wife, Trisha Yearwood, connected? Is she pretty astute?
Well, I would imagine. I mean, you know, she's in her late 40s, but I'd imagine she's, you know, got some sense of what's going on with the Internet.
Oof.
That's terrible.
It really is. All right, so let's change the tone here a little bit. There's a terrific story about the power of music from New York City today, Roberta. The last month or so, 10, 12 times maybe a month, Opera Collective sends small groups of singers to the subway stations to perform. It's been going on about 10 years, apparently.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah,
have you ever seen them?
Yes, absolutely.
A rotating group of 30 trained opera singers in New York. They are in different stages of their careers. Some are just starting out. Others have spent years doing this. They share the goal of making opera accessible. How many people here actually, truly like opera? You ever been to an opera?
I
don't mean stand in the opera. I'm talking about, like, real opera.
Yeah, I've been to the Metropolitan Opera House several times.
So there's not a better place probably to share than the subway system in New York.
This is them.
Great acoustics.
In the Union Square Station, members of the Opera Collective did some amazing things without knowing it. There's something special about Monday's performance. I recall all three of us performing our strongest repertoire, said one of the members, and we had quite a crowd. There was a woman sitting and listening for quite a while. Anytime anybody stays for longer than the time it takes to catch the train, it lifts our spirits.
Hmm.
Turns out they did just that and a whole lot more. When they finished singing, they found a note in their tip bucket. I sat and listened to you sing for an hour. You guys are amazing. Today was one of the worst days of my life. I was contemplating suicide, but your voices filled me with a peaceful sensation and joy.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh.
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
Wow.
That's the kind of stuff. When you say thanks, that's the kind of thanks that means something. 28 past the hour on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
A helping hand when you need it, right here on the radio. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
You don't have to wait for a publisher or a record label to discover you anymore. Branding expert Dori Clark.
If we go back, you know, 20, 30 years, there wasn't a way for most people to be able to express their talents and ideas outside of a very small local sphere. You know, we really are in a world where if you have an idea, I mean, put it on YouTube, put it on your blog, put it on your podcast, and people can see it. It is amazing that we can do that, that the gatekeepers are down.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here to make your life better. Maybe have a little fun along the way. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What's the number one thing? Please don't tell me it's Donald Trump. Okay, I won't tell you that. All right, so what is...
He did the big tax thing.
Yeah. Today,
so.
Man, he's going to have everybody pay less in taxes. You'll vote for him, Roberta, because he's going to cut your taxes.
Yeah.
Ah. The trending stories at DougSteffen.com, the water discovery on Mars, life as we know it will change because we're all going to Mars. Ah. All right, let's see here. Mr. Obama, Mr. Putin, and the Ukraine and Syria in the focus. There's a lot of other stuff going on. These two guys just don't like each other. Kind of like Netanyahu and Obama. They don't like each other. I remember when Jimmy Carter didn't get along with some. Was it Margaret Thatcher? Yeah, Margaret Thatcher was the Prime Minister of England at the time. She had just become Prime Minister, and he didn't like her, and she didn't like him. And whenever there was some get together, it's kind of like Jimmy Carter was one of those people, still is, that's very defined in his persona. If he doesn't like you, you can tell. I remember seeing I don't remember what event I was at, but I was watching him and Bill Clinton. They despise each other. Despise. Clinton, Carter thinks he's despicable, mostly because of his life. But when you see them together and they have to shake hands, they don't even look at each other. It's really very interesting. And that club, as unique as it is. Anyway, I'm just kind of looking around here at some of the things that are good. The story of Jake Brewer. His story, not a good story. He was the White House advisor, remember? He was participating in a charity cycling event, and he got run over by a car and got killed. He left behind a pregnant wife and a daughter. Well, as you know, about once a week I'll look at GoFundMe just to see who's being helped by the efforts of those people who see a story and they just donate. So far, in the name of helping his pregnant wife and his daughter, $415,000 has been contributed to their fund by 5,300 people the past week. I thought that was really something. Why do people do it? Because they want to feel a part of, they want to help people. Most Americans are really very good that way. I don't think that, I find...
That's the way it should be. People want to help somebody.
Want to help somebody else, not extract the money. Thank you, Richie, for going in the direction I was going.
I love this
help
idea.
Help these people out because you want to, not because the government extracts money from you.
You know what?
And makes you pay for something you don't want to help.
If the government said, you know what, we're going to reduce your taxes by 10% mm-hmm. every single year.
Yep.
Here's the trick, though. You have to take that 10% and reinvest it in some other
to make some money.
Charity. Mm-hmm. Whether it be on a Kickstarter campaign or mm-hmm. just whatever it is, your local church, whatever, just give it away. Yeah. Give that money. Give that 10% away.
Help.
Then you have to bring in, I like that, too, from like a, you know, a rose-colored glasses perspective, but don't you then have to bring in more government to oversee that?
No. What do they call them?
Give it to whoever you want to give it to.
Yeah. And have them run it themselves. The poll today.
How would you prove it, I guess?
Say again, Jen?
How would you prove it? How would you prove that
you're giving it away? You get a receipt.
You get a receipt. Same thing as you do now.
If it's Kickstarter, you get a receipt there. Yeah, you know, you do. A family that needs help.
It's a great trail.
Just have some kind of paper trailing proof.
The poll today at DougStephan.com, back to Mars. What do you think about the announcement that there's water on Mars? A, very exciting. We can probably live there. B, it's interesting, but I'm not convinced it really means very much. C, there's probably ice or water on most planets. No big deal. D, there are too many problems here. It's a waste of money. Really? I just think about, when I was talking about housing starts a few minutes ago, think about, how do you build a house on Mars? Where is there a forest? Where are there trees? What do you do? Where do you live? What do you think? I mean, simple things like that always come to my mind, right?
I want some pretty nice property on Mars.
You use the water, and you use the water, and you take the sand, and you build sandcastles.
Perfect.
Thank you. Water, sand, concrete, boom.
There you go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's no cable.
Satellite.
Man.
The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, what do you think about the new Burger King Halloween Whopper? 39% says, I don't need a Burger King. It won't change my mind about going there. 22% of you said, cool, I can't wait to get that one. Sounded horrible when we went through the ingredients. 70% of you said, interesting idea, might try it. 14% of you who responded to this poll at DougStephan.com said, it's creepy. 7% said, I want to see somebody else eat it first. Yes, 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 and yes. Okay, so let's go back to danger, danger, Will Robinson. The story from Lake Mead. How many of you have ever crossed the Hoover Dam? Raise your hands, please.
Oh, I have. Yeah.
I remember when you look out and you have seen over the past 10 years, the lake was created with the building of the Hoover Dam. There was a town in there, and it got covered up with water, much like the Quabbin Reservoir in Massachusetts. So I remember the first time I went over it, it was about maybe 20 years ago, and I looked at it, and I said, oh, isn't that interesting? The water level is just a little below where it has been. And look how clean the rocks are where the water used to be.
Right.
Well, if you look at it now, this is the largest reservoir in the United States, mm-hmm. one of the largest artificial bodies of water in the world. It is now so dry that you can see down, if you look at the perspective, I mean, you can Google it and probably see.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
All right. Look at the, Richie, at how it how large this gap is now. I've never seen it this low. But it's so dry in the West. It was, when they built the dam rose up to 726 feet. About 170 feet higher than the Washington Monument, and it harnessed the Colorado River right at the Arizona-Nevada border. You're on one side of the dam, you're in Nevada, the other side, you're in Arizona. And the amount of electricity that comes there is services a great part of the Southwest. There are lots of different things you learn, like looking at the circumstance with the water there, the dam itself, and what a wonder of nature was, because it was built during the Depression.
Amazing.
It was amazing how they did that. And then if you look up at this new bridge that was built, so you don't have to go over the dam anymore. You just go straight across on 93 from Arizona to Nevada. And what I always bring up, the coincidence of Harry Reid's family owning all that land before the road
that amazing.
Way in the
bridge.
It was just a coincidence.
Wow.
I mean, how lucky is that?
I know. Wasn't it great? Yeah. It was super duper. All right, so anyway, that's...
It's kind of like lucky Nancy Pelosi's husband who got the contract for the bullet train in California.
Yeah.
That's going nowhere. I mean, it's just it's a stroke of luck.
Yeah.
I know.
Denver
Airport.
Yeah, Federico Pena's family. He was the governor of Colorado.
The Coladas.
And then he became the transportation secretary, and he oversaw the expansion of the Denver Airport. And it just so happened that 30,000 acres of land they needed for that airport was all owned by his family. That was
Come on
coincidence.
Over, guys. Let's have a barbecue while I sell you my land.
Yeah, okay.
Weird.
I don't think I want to buy you land, but thanks anyway, Jennifer. 43 minutes after the hour, in a moment, we further pursue the latest information about what's happening in the football world with all the players who have had concussions. And maybe we'll take a different approach to this. I will give you the preface. In this conversation, I believe I've had this on the air now only once, but I'll have it again because of a conversation Meredith and I had about playing in the football league. It's a choice. So you choose to go play there. Does that still mean that you should not be compensated for damages that happen to you while you're playing? That may be a question and a half. We have Tim Crumry, who's a former All-Pro defensive lineman for the Bengals, joining us just a moment here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A growing number of people are getting slapped these days in an effort to keep them from talking. They're not getting slapped in the face, though. They're getting slapped with a lawsuit. There's a new kind of lawsuit called a SLAP. It stands for Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation, and they're a new threat to free speech. SLAP lawsuits have been filed against large companies and average consumers, so no one is immune. The purpose is to intimidate and silence critics through costly litigation. Here are some examples. A company might be sued by a former employee who did something wrong and wants to keep the employer from giving an honest reference. Or a guest of a restaurant might be served with a SLAP lawsuit after giving a negative review online. The common theme is that the lawsuits are being used to bully people from using the right to free speech. Let's be fair. This has become such a serious issue that a diverse group of law professors from across the United States is calling for reforms to end SLAP lawsuits. Find out more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Hi,
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
46 minutes at the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta, Richie and Kenny, and I have Tim Crumry. I pronounced his name improperly. And I should know Tim better because I was on the air in Cincinnati for a couple of years at WCKY. It may have been a little before you actually were on the team. When were you? When did you play for the Bengals?
I played from 1983 to 1994.
Huh? So you were there when I was on the air. What's the matter with me?
Well, you should have knew how to pronounce it by that time.
Yeah, exactly. So I should be taken to the woodshed for that. What's the matter with
me?
So
you were there in the boomer years, huh?
No. You're all right.
All right. So you're working with my friends at Seriscan. I've been through the same process. You've been through the process. And this is what brought me around to, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, thinking how dangerous this sport is that you've enjoyed as much as you did, and it did well for you, and I hope maybe you think you did well for it. But now there is this this company is a functional brain imaging company, and it specializes in the process that assists medical people in the detection and quantification of the brain disorders that so many people are focused on now and have been for the past couple of years. Do you have children, Tim?
Yes, I have a son who's 26 and a daughter who's 31.
So did your son play football?
I wanted him to. Due to the restrictions in the state of Ohio, he was too big to compete in his age group.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
he did not have an opportunity to participate in the sport that I love.
Right. So if you turn it back, turn back the clock to that point, if you knew then what you know now, would you have allowed him to play or encouraged him to play?
Oh, absolutely, Doug. There's no doubt about it. I'm for all sports. My son right now is training to compete at some time, if you will. I don't know what that would be, in MMA fighting. I am all for sports. I grew up with it. It has brought to my table a lot of great things. Things happen every day in the real world, from car accidents to whatever it may be, fall down, whatever, and people don't stop driving cars. Everybody's going to continue to play sports, and everybody's going to continue to play football. For the dreams and the memories and the relationships that I got with football, it was way above I ever expected.
All right, so now you're with a company that is examining brain disorders, and the NFL certainly is on the top of the list. The U.S. Army is on the top of the list of examining people. What is it that you're doing, and why is it that with your point of view is well-rounded? Seriscan isn't trying to get people, it's not their job to get people not to play football or do other things. It's just their job to conclude what's going on in your brain. I had the test. You've had the test. I am someone who believes that football, the parents who push kids into football are irresponsible. That just happens to be my point of view after seeing all of this stuff. What do you say to me? Let's say you're trying to, I'm saying I don't want my kids to go play football. Well, you've got all the information there. Why are you suggesting it's still a good thing?
Well, I still think I coach a lot of youth camps across the country, youth high school camps, and I think due to the experiences the kids get, as far as the discipline, as far as the coaching, as far as the camaraderie in any sport, not only football, whatever it may be, any club sport, any organized sport, I am an ambassador of the Heads Up program. Everybody is going to continue to do that. Some people choose to do it. Some people don't choose to do it. That's the right they have.
What about?
I just think,
we're running a little tight on time. Degenerative diseases that come as a result of all this chronic trauma. What do you do about that?
Well, part of it is identifying the issues. The biggest thing, the guys I've talked to, and including myself, is there's possibly for room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, I was on board. You know, I'm sure you went through this too. As soon as I heard that improvement in some capacity, I was all in.
Yeah.
And I was kind of ahead of the game, meaning I really didn't sense I had too many issues that they identified certain things.
Yeah.
If I didn't address those issues, I would have had issues.
I wanted to have you here because you don't sound the same traditional bell as those who have come out with the information or understand the information from the concussion point of view. So it's good to have a different point of view. Thank you for being here. Tim Crumbry from the Bengals.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. We welcome Warren Eckstein. I was about to introduce you as Dr. Warren Eckstein. There must be somebody who does a radio program called a pet doctor. Nowhere near as good as the pet show, which Warren hosts every weekend on hundreds of great radio stations all around the country. You can hear his pet tips every day on this program, plus his expertise aimed at helping you be a better pet parent, as it were, or pet partner. Which do you think you're partners with your dogs, your pets?
Yeah, partner's a good way to describe it. Absolutely, sure.
I like that. Yeah, pet partnership. All right, we'll discuss that, plus the dog food recall and things that you ought not to do with your dogs in public. Coming up next here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Sight Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, you're so are things tough? Are you about ready to give up? Well, you might want to rethink that. Here's the social science of it. Take your basic everyday kid actor. Think they make it on the first time? Nope. Some estimates suggest they endure 49 theatrical auditions before they're ever offered one job. And what about L. Frank Baum, the author of Wizard of Oz? Nobody would publish his book. Baum and his illustrator paid for the first publishing themselves. And never ever forget J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame. 12 publishers rejected The Little Wizard before one picked it up.
You did it! Congratulations!
So what's the cheap psych trick? There is evidence that we humans tend to give up right before we succeed. So when you think it's time to give up, give it at least one more go, and you may just be surprised at the success of it all. Send me your success story, and if I use it on air, I'll send you a copy of my new book at drbuff.com. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, iTuner is a music player for the car. It provides full screen info and functionality so you won't crash adjusting the volume. iTuner. It's a hit.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, is here with us with advice on the Good Day program. So there's a recall. How often do these recalls take place? This one is for raw dog food. I never gave Charlotte raw dog food because, and I think I asked you about this. It seemed to me, you told me that if you give your dog raw food, raw meat, it would make them more aggressive. Did you tell me that? Did you say that?
No, you must have heard that from someone up above because it never came out of my mouth.
Would it? You don't see any connection between...
No. Listen, no. Dogs are omnivorous, just like we are. So, in other words, if you think that people that eat meat are more aggressive, then you can relate that to dogs, but otherwise, no. But the bottom line, Doug, you hit the nail on the head. There have been more recalls in the last 2 years than I've ever seen in my life, whether it be the type of food, the raw food, which is something you really got to be careful of. A lot of people feed raw food, but they get their information from someone who may be working at a pet shop that sold them shoes a week ago. So, if you want to do raw food, speak to your vet. That's important. But a lot of vets say no because of bone chips and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And even regular foods, over-the-counter foods, big-name brands are being recalled constantly for salmonella and other problems as well. So one of the things I advise people to do, let me give them a little secret, something that I'm involved with. There's a website called dogfoodadvisor.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you log on to dogfoodadvisor.com, you can sign up. Any dog food that's recalled, you'll be the first to know about it. They send you an email blast, and that's how I get my information a little bit ahead of everyone else and post it. So it's dogfoodadvisor.com. It's free. Just sign up, and I'll keep you posted. But you got to be careful because so many dog foods and treats are really being recalled now.
All right, things that I don't like to see pets doing or when they have a condition out in public, one of them is limping. Sometimes you see dogs, sometimes they've been treated, sometimes they aren't. I said something to somebody in passing, and they said, no, the dog's just getting old, and the dog's doing fine. I remember Charlotte, who had all kinds of things, Prevacox and that stuff for arthritis, and so she didn't limp, because I think that that's a sign of, am I right, or is that just me being too sensitive?
Target, Doug. You know, years ago, when you had a dog that might be limping or a cat with a specific problem, you know, you'd go to the veterinarian and they try to keep the dog or cat as comfortable as possible. But nowadays, almost every treatment that's available for humans is available for pets. For example,
yep.
In Los Angeles now, there's 3 or 4 pet rehabilitation centers with veterinarians specifically trained in physical type therapy.
Right.
There's acupuncture. There's so many new medications on the market that can help. So if you notice you have a problem with a dog and you go to your vet, you know, I always joke about veterinarians. They're a useful tool like a wheelbarrow, but sometimes you got to push them a little bit.
Yeah, right.
The bottom line is if you're not getting the right answers, get a second opinion.
Yeah.
So I always advise getting a specialist to take
second opinion. I always did that with Charlotte. Well, I did until I went to Bill Carlson. I trusted him. He was better with Charlotte. Bill is Warren's vet. I love the guy. And Charlotte did, too. He was better with her than anybody that I ever was around with her. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out his website, thepetshow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.